Success Systems presents an opportunity to change your life, starring you and your dreams. What do you want from life? Nothing is impossible. You have the power of choice because the doctor is in to write a prescription to cure what ails you. And now, here he is to make a house call for you, Raphael the Doctor Love.
Hello, everybody. This is Raphael Love, a.k.a. the Doctor. And I am here today to have a simple conversation with you about the word commitment. A lot of times we kind of fall into what our commitments are. However, you lose touch with what those commitments are when you get into those routines. And then life just kind of jumps on your back and you kind of do what you do. For a lot of us, we forgot what we originally were committed to. And the reason why is because we get so distracted by the things that at the moment we feel are important. But if we stop and reflect, we realize they weren't really where we wanted to head. For a moment, think back to when you were a child and you had no limits and you really wanted to be a superhero or a doctor or a fireman or firewoman for those people in that situation. What happened to those dreams? What happened to those aspirations of greatness that we all had at one point in time? We were told no. We were told stop. We were told you shouldn't do that. You can't do that. You aren't going to be able to do that. Friends and family who were really looking out for our best interests told us all these things that we couldn't do or shouldn't do. But deep down inside of us, that superhero wants to be awoke, wants to be revived, given that strength to really lead you to where you really want to wind up. The thought is for all of us, is to take that time to reflect back to those moments where we had flashes of greatness. Every single one of us has had some moment in time where we felt like it was it. We were on point, couldn't do anything wrong. We were unstoppable. The world was in the palm of our hand and we could just grab it and do what we wanted to. But what happened? It didn't last because we went to sleep, we woke up, another day happened, and then all of a sudden everything just got all confused. If you really want to know what you're committed to today, stop and think about where you spend your time. Think about where you spend your money. Think about where you spend your energy. For some people, sitting in front of the television, consumed by a life that they only wish they could lead is what has condemned their dreams. The only time that you can achieve your dreams if you're actively doing something to make them happen. Let me say that again. The only time you can really truly achieve your dreams is when you're doing something actively to make it happen. Your dreams don't just come to your door, knock on your door, and say, here I am. I'm the life that you've always wanted. You have to do something to make it happen. Today is one of those days that you have an opportunity, you have a gift to be able to reflect for a moment about where you are. And are you really truly happy with everything that surrounds you? If you are, awesome. That's exactly where you need to be. However, if you are how I think you are for listening to the Dr. Love Show, I know that you want something just a little bit better. You want something a little bit more peaceful, a little bit more serene, a little bit more connected, a little bit more involved. Not to say that it has to be everything all at once, but just a little bit better can lead you onto a path of having everything you want. But first, you have to identify where you are. It's like being on a map. You don't know how to get to a destination if you don't first identify where you are. Today is a day where I ask you to spend a few moments to identify where you are. If you're in a relationship that's not quite working the way you want to, don't blame the other person. Look inside. Look in the mirror. Ask yourself, am I being how I want to be treated? Am I committing my time, energy, and effort to that relationship? If your finances aren't what they're supposed to be, are you putting that energy and effort to make the money to do what you want to do, or even manage the money that you have so you can do what you want to do? For a lot of us, life happens and we get caught up and things slide out of our focus. That doesn't mean they don't exist. That just means they're out of focus. Let today be the day we start to regain that focus on those things that we really want to have happen in our lives and execute. Write down the things that you would want to have out of your ultimate life. Break down the different areas of your life and write it in the now as though it's already happened, because you know you can make it happen, and make it now. The moment you decide that something is true or false, at that moment, it becomes true or false. Get that list. List out those things you want to have in your life and take a single step in the direction of achieving what it is that you want to have. That's all for this episode of the Dr. Love Show. Until next time, have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Love Show. If you want more of the doctor, you can find him in iTunes at RaphaelLove.com. Be sure to give us feedback and let him know what you want to hear more about. He does this show for you, so if you like it, text a friend. And if you don't, let him know so he can fix it up. Here's to achieving all your dreams. The doctor is out.